what happens now to abortion rights? Retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy sided with conservatives on issues like gun rights, but was a reliable firewall against attempts to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that established the constitutional right to have an abortion. President Trump has vowed to nominate a replacement for Kennedy who will overturn the case. And in 2016, Trump said this, speaking with MSNBC's Chris Matthews.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
And yesterday, legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin came to this conclusion.
You are going to see 20 states pass laws banning abortion because they know that there are now going to be 5 votes on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And abortion will be illegal in a significant part of the United States in 18 months.
What would that mean? It's a sensitive topic, but let's take it up with Elise Hoag, president of the abortion rights advocacy group NARAL Pro-Choice America. Elise, you're with a crowd outside the Supreme Court?
I am standing outside the Supreme Court right now, Robin.
Yeah. Okay, look, what are your thoughts?
Well, listen, we've been waiting for this day. This is what 5 million women marched in the streets on January 21st, 2017 for. The stakes could not be higher. Make no mistake that what the president aims to do, spurred on by an extreme ideological base, is to criminalize abortion, some kinds of contraception, and punish women who seek to have control over our own lives, our own bodies, and our own families. And we're ready for it.
But as you well know, anti-abortion groups have been saying that for them, it's about ensuring the safety and the welcoming of every child into life. So they are thinking that this is overturning something that has been appalling to them.
Yeah, when I see some of those groups out in the streets crying over children who are locked in cages, children who have been kicked off of health insurance or denied nutritional assistance as a result of this administration and this GOP's policies, then I will take them seriously. What they are about is maintaining control of women through our reproduction. That's not actually what most people believe in this country. Most people believe families do best when women are in charge with our doctors and our partners, as is appropriate, of how and when and with whom we have children.
There has been a chipping away of access to abortions over the past years. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing public health crises in vast swaths of the country where reproductive health clinics have been shut down and under then-Governor Mike Pence, now Vice President. And what we saw were that also maternal outcomes went down and HIV rates went up.
Well, there are others who are looking at data. Seth Stevens Davidowitz is an economist who analyzes Google searches. He's finding that online searches about self-induced abortions almost doubled from 2008 to 2011 when the economy was worse and many of these abortion restrictions were taking effect. Many seeking online places to buy a pill. Others are looking for, you know, some of the old-fashioned ways that were said to be ways to induce abortions, but they cause many fatalities. There are reports of women drinking turpentine, using hangers.
Absolutely. I mean, what we know is everywhere around the world, when you make abortion illegal or criminalize it, that women find ways to do it. And this is, you know, this is not theory. I mean, we've seen women jailed in the United States for self-inducing abortion. I thought Seth's study was absolutely fascinating, but all you have to do is talk to providers and clinics who say, you know, they get women calling them all the time saying, I don't have the money to get there, right? These are women without means. Sometimes clinics are hundreds of miles away from their house. I'll tell you what I have in my kitchen cabinet. You tell me what to do, which, of course, the doctors can't do.
Amy Hagstrom-Miller, who operates abortion clinics in Texas, which are very restricted, is one who said women have called her with that request. Renee Shellian, who's a provider in Michigan, her clinic treated a woman who tried to open her cervix with a sharp object to self-induce. So there's that concern. But now we come to the political process. Will you be looking for senators like the Republican Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to stem off what seems an inevitable vote in a Republican-controlled Senate for a justice replacement who would be for overturning Roe v. Wade?
I mean, the answer is yes. Of course, we'll have the conversation with Senators Murkowski and Collins, but it's not just a conversation for them. I think that there are other Republican senators, including Senator Flake in Arizona, Senator Heller in Nevada, who are going to have to answer to their constituents who do not believe in criminalizing abortion and punishing women.
And what do you say to the fact that, you know, President Trump was voted into office by a lot of people for just this reason? Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council said they didn't agree with a lot of things that this president stood for, but they feel vindicated now because this, to them, overrides all the other doubts they had about a man who would not normally be embraced by religious organizations.
Yeah, I mean, President Trump was voted into office by a very small number of people for this reason only. This is simply not an issue or a reality that most Americans embrace.
What's your strategy going to be?
I mean, we are organizing starting today. We'll be having conversations with every single person in the Senate. But we're also starting to look at, you know, if Roe versus Wade is overturned, the House is going to have to move statutorily. So getting the House members on the record about what they're going to do to protect against this situation is hugely important as well.
Elise Hoag, president of the advocacy group NARAL Pro-Choice America. Elise, thank you.